WTAW News Time is 7:06. It's 73 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need today. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. A rotten banana can get to the point of smelling like natural gas. The odor led to a brief evacuation on the A&M campus yesterday morning.
The item was in a trash can and had been there for quite some time.
Lieutenant Alan Barone at University Police says there was a full response to the blocker building.
To help with the evacuation of the building, as well as to locate the source of the smell. And very fortunate that it was not natural gas.
The ripe banana was found in a third floor trash container. The Brazos County Jail was kept busy last weekend with alcohol-related offenses.
Jail records indicate 22 arrests for drunk driving, another 13 for public intoxication, and undercover operations from police departments in both cities busting parties involving underage drinking. What College Station Police calls its party patrol driving an unmarked pickup spotted an open garage door and a beer pong game going on at 2819 Horseback. That's east of the freeway between Raintree and Southwest Parkway. Everyone at that party appeared to be under 21, say police. While the hosts were not arrested, one of the approximately 20 guests was arrested for attempting to flee officers. And in Bryan, three officers walked up with beer cans in hand to an apartment complex on Carter Creek between 29th and Briar Oaks. They learned they were at a fraternity sorority rush party that had more than 150 people, and that location had hosted similar events the past three weekends. While those who were undercover stayed in character, four more officers made eight arrests. Three were taken to jail for furnishing alcohol to a minor. Four underage drinkers were ticketed for possessing alcohol, and the fifth minor was also cited for providing a false identity. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
A Brazos County jail inmate was hospitalized after being beaten by another inmate. Sheriff Chris Kirk says the incident was the result of hard feelings over a basketball game in the recreation yard.
The victim in the assault had left the rec yard, was in the dormitory. For some reason, got up off of his bunk, went through the door, and as soon as he entered the rec yard, the other inmate just started attacking him.
The sheriff says jail staff followed all procedures.
We've certainly looked at the situation and analyzed it, and we believe our staff did everything they could in response to that, quick response, and got appropriate medical care and did all the things they were expected to do.
Kirk says the victim, 20-year-old Devontae Shepherd of College Station, had surgery to repair a broken jaw and is back in jail. 20-year-old Adrian Monroe of Bryan was arrested for aggravated assault. College Station water customers continue to use amounts close to daily production capacity.
Labor Day was really high for us. I think we did right at 26 million gallons, mm-hmm. which is, you know, that puts us right up into our worry zone. But then it came back down. We're averaging about 24 million gallons per day.
Jennifer Nations at College Station Utilities urges those who water lawns to reduce the number of days, but increase time per session to provide root systems more time for absorption. Organizers of College Station's 75th anniversary continue to finalize plans for upcoming events. Committee Chairwoman Linda Harvell says they will be moving exhibit items to the Bush Library this Friday.
We're going to have Randy Matson's Olympic shot put medal. Sherry Smith Frisk, who graduated a couple of years ahead of me, her dad was the youngest coach on the 1939 national football team, and we have his ring to put on display. We have some vintage Corps uniforms and things like that that are being donated by families here in the area.
Harvell says volunteers and sponsors are still being recruited for the anniversary weekend, November 15th and 16th. Contact information's online at WTAW.com. Fake airline vouchers are back. Bill McGuire at the Better Business Bureau says the scammers will claim they've tried to contact you on repeated occasions.
Recipients are instructed to call and redeem the voucher for a travel certificate, but in the end are giving schemers access to personal information. BBB advises never give your credit card number or your social security number or bank account information to pay for taxes, fees, or shipping costs for anything that you may have won or are getting for free.
McGuire says those running legitimate sweepstakes will never make winners pay fees. And there's a new leader of the A&M Health Science Center. Assistant Vice Chancellor Brett Girard was the point man in creating A&M Center for Innovation in Advanced Development and Manufacturing. That facility is working with the federal government and pharmaceutical companies and has the potential of generating $3 billion over the next 25 years. Girard moves into the new role October 1st. That's about a year after Nancy Dickey stepped down, which followed the decision to return the center to the control of the flagship university. WTAW News Time is 7:11. It's 73 degrees. This Look at the News is brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. We'll have more news for you at 7:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
As a proud supporter of Texas A&M Athletics and your local friends and neighbors in this community, Zwirneman Flooring takes pride in providing you our very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zwirneman Flooring. Now is the time to update your flooring for your fall football and holiday guests. Simply visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildfire Drive in Bryan or call 776-2800. That's 776-2800 for Zwirneman Flooring today.
Hello, I'm John Reese. As an athlete and a coach, I've always tried to stay active and in good physical condition. But after my heart surgery, I needed professional help getting back on my feet. I came to St. Joseph for my cardiac rehab. I knew they had the facilities, the technology, and the experts I needed. I had my own coach and my own team. The team at St. Joseph really got me back in the game.
St. Joseph, the region's leading healthcare system. Learn more at closertohome.org.
Dixie Tire Company is bringing you the best deals on custom wheels. Dixie Tire Company, located in downtown Bryan, has the best deals on tire and wheel packages from all brands and sizes. That's Dixie Tire Company. Or call 775-8473. That's 775-TIRE.
Gentlemen, are you looking for an authentic barbershop? Not one that has a menu of prices for a bunch of services that you probably don't want or need. Not a place where you have to make an appointment to see a stylist and then have to wait. If you're looking for an authentic barbershop where your hair is cut the way you want for one price, then tell yourself, I'll go to Sonny's. Sonny's Barbershop, of course. Located on Villa Maria, across from the Tejas Center.
In 2012, the Texas A&M Aggies turned the tide in Tuscaloosa. The game was selected as the 2012 College Football Game of the Year by the United States Sports Academy. In commemoration, renowned artist Daniel A. Moore has created Turning the Tide, a stunning oil painting of Johnny Manziel as he slices through Bama's defense. See the finished painting now at newlifeart.com. This exquisite masterwork is offered as limited edition fine art giclée prints and canvases. For special pre-publication prices, visit newlifeart.com now.
7:14, our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com and hear the numbers.
This morning we're watching a plume of moisture come in around the Houston area. It's passing to the east of College Station this morning. I'm going to keep a watch on it because it could help produce a shower or thunderstorm around here today. I think we'll have clouds and some sun. Watch for a shower or a thunderstorm. Highs today about 90 to 95. Tonight, skies will turn partly cloudy, 75. Partly sunny tomorrow, 95. Partly sunny, 90 on Thursday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolin for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports, gearing up for Aggie game day, and there's a whole lot going on. CBS had a teleconference, and Vern Lundquist weighed in on his take. We've also got Monday Night Football from high school action here last night. Two Monday night games, Major League Baseball, NASCAR, and more. All coming up with sports at 7:52.
It'd be the sports thing. All right. It's 7:15 right now. And George Zimmerman, remember him?
Yes.
How could we forget?
Taken into custody yesterday.
For something to do with a gun.
Yeah. After an incident involving his wife, who had filed divorce just a few days ago. According to Shelley Zimmerman's attorney, George pulled a knife on his wife after she discovered a firearm in the house they shared. The shouting escalated, and Zimmerman then pulled a gub on Shelley and her daddy, who owns the house where the incident occurred. She called 911. All the audio's there. I'm sure you can find it out there on the Internet. So, again, George staying in the news for all the wrong reasons. So the McMillan crowd is a large crowd. It's not a McMullen, but it's a McMillan.
No, it's the same clan. McMullen is an older spelling.
Oh, well, then this could be kin to you, Kat.
Most likely it is, okay. Scott.
It's a family in Canada. Young, unmarried, with two kids, a boy and a girl. One notable exception, they live every day like it's 1986. Not in some vague, listen to the Bangles, wear some spandex kind of way. We're talking a manner that is deliberate and drastic and all-encompassing.
Kind of like Amish, or?
Well.
Except they don't make furniture.
They have electricity. The McMillans at home have given up all technology that was introduced to the world after 1986. That means phones, but no smartphone. Videos, but no DVDs.
Hey, hey.
Video games, but no Xbox. Photos, but no Instagrams, and TV, but no cable. For a year, that started...
TV, but no cable. That's right. Like millions of people. All, I mean, that was my family until I was in college.
Once again, I was asking, are they kin?
You know, if I wanted to, if I put weird DeLucias into the Google, uh-huh. I'm sure I could come up with something.
Could well be. Certainly some that were on the other side of the law at one point. For a year.
You might not ought to do that.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
Yeah, you know what
I'm
saying?
Okay, okay.
Yeah, yeah. You make a lot of money, but the retirement plan really sucks. You know?
When Scott says he's got family, he means he's got family.
For a year that started in April, the McMillans, who live in some town in Canada, have been doing their banking in person. They've been entertaining themselves with books. They... go and get the books, you know, in person. And they took their family road trip this summer and navigated using paper maps.
Wow. Hey, hey.
And refolding them, I guess.
That's like what I do.
And they kept the kids entertained with coloring books and stickers.
That's how we did it. That's how we rolled.
Because nobody can refold maps.
Yeah. I'm just curious what, and you get, you know, if you eat any Chinese takeout in your car, it always ends up sticking rice to them.
And the next thing you know, it smells like an old banana.
that was so funny.
Yeah, we'll talk about that in a minute. And their excellent adventure doesn't end with technology. Blair McMillan, who is the patriarch of the family, has now doubled down because he's got himself a mullet.
Well, I want to know, I mean, did something traumatic happen in 1986? Or how old are these people?
You know, I had a look at them. Maybe that's when they were born. That could be it.
Okay.
Yeah, no, they don't really look necessarily that old. Anyway, while Blair McMillan is considering producing a documentary and or writing a book about his year of living mid-1980s.
Oh, it's only been 1 year they did this?
Yeah, they just started in April.
Oh, yeah, I'm not that impressed. I thought you meant they've been living this way since 1986.
No, that's what I mean. They are turning their back on that technology. They know it's out there, that it exists. They probably took part in it. Anyhow, we'll see. Again, I think there's your payoff right there, thinking about writing a book or maybe producing a documentary.
Well, all of us who lived through 1986 already know what it was like.
Well,
I mean, go back to 1901 and maybe I'll be impressed.
There's a lot of people that don't remember that.
That's true. But again, the good old days aren't always so good, and tomorrow ain't as bad as it seems. Thank you, Billy Joel. A bibliophile.
Nice. That was good.
Bibliophiles who have purchased physical books.
Yes.
Okay, as opposed to your e-books from Amazon. Will soon be offered an easier way to tote their leather-bound tomes around. Next month, Amazon will launch a new service that's called Matchbook, which will allow customers to download electronic versions of books they have already purchased from Amazon in the physical form.
Huh.
So spend the money with us, you get to use this format.
Well, that's cool.
According to an Amazon news release, Matchbook will offer more than 10,000 titles as long as you originally purchased the books on Amazon. The online stores will allow you to download electronic versions for no more than $3 or as little as free, depending on the book.
Hmm.
Not all books that you've purchased will necessarily be available for your e-reader, if you ever get one of those, Kat. And the digital versions will work with Kindle e-readers.
Yes. Over vacation.
Yes.
I
did you have an epiphany? What happened?
Well,
Well, actually, I ate a lot. I slept a lot. Okay. I had a masseuse try to work little Scott out of my back.
All right, there you go.
But I did stay with a friend, and her husband happened to be an Apple man once upon a time.
Oh, okay.
He was able, despite the fact that I did not know my password, did not know my Apple ID, and the email address I had used was now expired and no longer accessible, he was able to change, fix it all, so I was able to download Kindle onto my
smartphone. Oh, my God. What will have the planets will collide. Dogs and cats sleeping together. Oh, my goodness.
Mass hysteria.
Yeah. Anyway.
Anyway.
There you go. It calls
so
it.
I don't have to buy one.
Okay.
I have a Kindle app
good.
On my phone.
So, in other words, basically, he hacked into your system.
Well, he figured it all out with his Apple man amazing skills.
Like I said, he hacked into your system. But that's good. I mean, if you're okay with it, then that's okay. Anyway, they're calling it the Netflix for books. Oyster users pay a monthly fee, and they're given access to an unlimited number of 100,000 titles inside the Oyster app. So that's out there and available if you want to do that. The app uses an algorithm to help you find new books based on what you have already read and rated.
I like that it's called Oyster with the implication that you're going to discover a pearl.
A little pearl there.
Yes,
and
I like
according
that.
To an article on the Arts Technica website, one feature that sets this app apart from other ebook readers is that this one shows you how many pages and minutes of reading are left in the chapter. Oh, my God, I'm reading and I want to stop. Is that it? No.
Well,
but again,
I check the pages sometimes.
Well, sometimes. It depends. Actually, I'll check to see, okay, how much longer can I read before I get to a stop.
So. Or I'll flip through and see.
Yeah. Oyster also allows vertical scrolling. There's a table of contents menu that allows you to jump to different titles, too.
That's
service
cool.
costs $10 a month.
What does book thing you talk about?
Yeah.
What is that?
Very nice.
What voice is that?
That's just me being silly.
Yeah, there. Okay.
I don't know if it was somebody or...
Nope.
Oh, here you go. Here's another cat story. I will save this one. It's an animal story about a real cat.
Hey, and you'd be proud of me.
Oh, why?
Over the weekend, over the vacation, I've been reading a book called Get Your Own Bleep Beer. I'm watching the game, A Woman's Guide to Loving Professional Football.
Oh.
I'm trying
really?
Real hard.
Are you? Trying to switch off of baseball to football?
Well, no. Yeah. Baseball is still my first love.
Yeah, well.
But I figure I better learn, you know, downs and all that business.
I guess. I don't know. You know, professional football is not that exciting to a lot of people.
Well,
but
I mean,
that's,
is it,
you know,
it can't
see Scott DeLucia.
Is
yeah,
it
really?
That different from college football?
Yeah, it is. Well, they get paid less.
Well, I mean, I don't care. Yeah. I mean, aren't the rules the same? If
no,
I love it,
not.
Won't it be the same?
Yeah,
oh.
Okay. Yeah, all right.
Well, this is a useless book.
Sit down and talk to Louie about it.
There
okay,
you
yeah,
go.
Yeah, your little sports buddy. Louie will tell you all about that, that's for sure. All right, so a banana can smell so bad that it smells like a gas leak?
Yeah, all I can think is a greasy black banana with that.
And, I mean, I guess we we have to applaud the police department, but I mean, you know,
how long
it's
taken to find the banana?
Well, no, I know, but it just seems like before you break the glass and pull the handle and all panic sets in, that
look in the trash.
Shouldn't somebody maybe look in the trash can?
That must have been one hell of a ripe banana.
Well, the other thing is that
I've never had one go off that fast.
No. And I don't know where this trash can was, but, I mean, it must have been a fairly enclosed area because it would seem like the odor would dissipate.
Yeah.
And, you know, the air conditioning comes on.
I know black bananas. I have had black bananas. I've had them till they get that white stuff on them, and they never smelled gaseous, you know?
Well, they're giving off a gas, but I can't imagine that it smells like the odorant that's in natural gas. Nonetheless, it would be interesting to know if possibly the response priorities might change based on this because, you know, you end up having to have all sorts of people come in and respond to this, and you end up finding out it's banana.
Maybe we should call Chance and find out if there's any
similarities. Well, I thought I would call Chance later on today and say, really? Really? Do we need to change the odorant or something so that it doesn't smell like rotten bananas?
Not a real gas leak, just a banana.
Because I have never heard of, and I don't know, you know, if I think about it, we may call it later. I've never heard of the odorant of natural gas smelling like a rotten banana.
Yeah,
have you?
Well, smells like foul egg.
Yeah, it's a sulfuric kind of odor, so maybe when a banana breaks down, it begins to smell like sulfur.
Nonetheless, full response yesterday, and... glad that everything turned out to be not serious. But anyhow, one bad banana spoils the day.
Want to make a splash in your own backyard? Get a new in-ground swimming pool from The Pool Guy. The Pool Guy's been building pools in the Brazos Valley for over 20 years. And since The Pool Guy's a 1993 Texas A&M graduate with his degree in environmental design, you'll get a perfectly designed swimming pool that's spot on with your concept and your budget. Call The Pool Guy and make a splash in your backyard. The Pool Guy. Call 575-6200. 575-6200. The Pool Guy.
Energy independence for the United States. We've talked about it for a long, long time, and today experts will talk about it on the A&M campus at 5:30 in the MSC Gates Ballroom at Texas A&M. The Student Conference on National Affairs, SCONA, will present a free event, Severing the Pipeline, American Energy Independence, and it'll be a forum between Railroad Commissioner David Porter and Dr. Stephen Holditch, who is the former head of the Department of Petroleum Engineering at A&M. They'll be discussing how America will become energy independent and also what effect that'll have on the United States and on the world as a whole. Now, once again, it starts at 5:30 today, and it is a free presentation from SCONA, an opportunity for you to hear experts talk about Severing the Pipeline, American Energy Independence. Again, in the MSC Gates Ballroom, it starts at 5:30 today. There is no admission, and it's brought to you by the National Student the Student Conference on National Affairs, SCONA, which is MSC. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. Look for a high temperature today. Not quite so bad, about 94 or so. Low temperature at night, 72, and we'll continue that pattern, 94 or 95 for our highs each day, and that includes all the way till Saturday. Unfortunately, while there is a little bit of rain in the area that seems to actually be increasing right inside the Houston Loop and off to the east of Bryan College Station. Nothing moving in this direction right now. And again, nothing in the forecast as far as rain is concerned all the way through the week. Currently, we have winds out of the east at 8 miles an hour, 94% relative humidity, and it's 75 degrees out there.
Dayhill, a Xerox company, is the leader in business solutions for over 20 years. We're more than just copiers. Let the Dayhill team help you create document and content management in a safe and secure environment that will store and retrieve your important data quickly. Whether you're looking for copy equipment, managed print services, IT solutions, or fax and scan services, let the local Dayhill sales team help you find the perfect solution with our Dayhill 360 assessment. Local service, local sales, local knowledge is Dayhill's customer service commitment to you. Contact Dayhill locally today, 774-2200, or at dayhill.com.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byanski at BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
The race for mayor of New York City took a bizarre turn. No, Anthony Weiner wasn't involved for once. In an interview with New York Magazine, current nanny mayor Michael Bloomberg accused Liberal Democrat candidate Bill de Blasio of using class warfare and racism in his campaign. Earlier, de Blasio said that Bloomberg has done little to help New York's poor. Borrowing from John Edwards' Two Americas, de Blasio said that New York has become two cities, one for the rich and one for everybody else. When asked by the interviewer if that was in some ways a class warfare campaign, Bloomberg agreed, took it further. Bloomberg also called the campaign racist because de Blasio's making an appeal using his family to gain support. De Blasio, you see, is married to a black woman. He has a son and a daughter. It's an interracial family, and in campaign ads, he features his family. To liberal billionaire Michael Bloomberg, that's racist. De Blasio has no business showing black family members because it makes other blacks want to support him, and that's racist. Aside from accusing de Blasio of racism, the mayor also claimed that poor people under his rule never had it better. He told New York residents that by the world standards, you ain't poor. So according to Mayor Bloomberg, New York's poor people should be grateful and shut up, and candidates should hide their black family members in the closet. He's in a liberal New York state of mind, folks. That's what it is.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Charles answered the phone. It was the police. His personal and financial information was found on an identity thief's computer disk. Charles called LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. You see, LifeLock uncovered multiple fraudulent credit applications. They shut them down. They helped Charles restore his good name and credit. Identity theft is a global crime, and you cannot fight it alone. Stories like this remind me why I chose to protect myself and my family with LifeLock Ultimate. Don't wait for a call from the police before you take action. Arm yourself with LifeLock Ultimate. Visit LifeLock.com/rush for details and a special 10% discount. Or just call and use the promo code RUSH to get the special 10% discount. 800-444-2810. 800-444-2810. 800-444-2810. Network does not cover all transactions, and the scope may vary.
Nestled in the heart of Aggieland, Emerald Ridge Estates is Aggieland's premier upscale gated subdivision. With tracts up to an acre and a half, Emerald Ridge Estates provides the peace of being in the country while possessing all the benefits of city utilities. At Emerald Ridge Estates, you'll experience privacy with convenient access to the middle of College Station. Priced from the 140s, Emerald Ridge Estates has only a few lots remaining. Purchase your piece of Aggieland in Emerald Ridge Estates by calling Jason Byinski with BCR Real Estate at 219-5555 or visit EmeraldRidgeEstates.com. Today.
What does over 135 years of insurance experience mean to you? It means knowledgeable people you know and trust helping with insurance decisions, service, and claims. It means excellent relationships with major insurance companies that can help put money back in your pocket. Competitive rates, personal service, and peace of mind. What more can you ask from your insurance agent? Visit AMCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:31. It's 73 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by St. Joseph Health System. With the highest level trauma center in the region, we're here if you need us. St. Joseph Health System, closer to home. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. Police departments in the Twin Cities are conducting undercover operations to bust loud parties and underage drinking.
Bryan police made 8 arrests last Friday night at an apartment complex on Carter Creek between East 29th and Briar Oaks. According to the arrest report, they were at a fraternity sorority rush party that was attended by 150 before they arrived. After the officers told the host they lived across the street, they were told they were welcomed anytime. One of the hosts filled up an officer's empty beer can from a keg without questioning his age. While the 3 undercover officers stayed in character, 4 more policemen arrived. 3 were arrested for furnishing alcohol to minors, and 5 underage drinkers were ticketed for possessing alcohol. Meantime, College Station police out in an unmarked pickup on what's called its party patrol. On Friday night, the truck was sent to the report of a loud party at 2819 Horseback between Southwest Parkway and Rain Tree east of the freeway. Out of an estimated crowd of 20, the only arrest was for someone trying to flee officers. In addition to that activity, Brazos County jail records indicated 22 arrests for drunk driving and another 13 for public intoxication last weekend. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
A Bryan man jailed for the last month and a half for possessing marijuana is in isolation after being accused of assaulting another inmate. Sheriff Chris Kirk says 20-year-old Adrian Monroe of Bryan broke the jaw of another 20-year-old, Devontae Shepherd of College Station.
These two people apparently had a rivalry out on the rec yard involving a basketball game. So it all stems around some hard feelings over that, apparently.
Sheriff Chris Kirk says all protocol was followed by jail staff.
It was a surprise attack. None of the jail staff was aware of the situation, and we had an immediate response. In fact, we think that had we not interjected ourselves so quickly that he might have been even more seriously injured.
Kirk says no other inmates were involved in the incident. Sirens wailed on the A&M campus yesterday morning over a rotten banana.
The response from emergency responders went very well. Once they received the call of the smell of gas, the fire department was sent out to the scene, as well as our health and safety personnel and police.
Lieutenant Alan Barone at University Police says a fire alarm was pulled after an employee smelled what they thought was natural gas. After the building was evacuated, the gas was traced to a very old banana in a third-floor garbage receptacle. The A&M Health Science Center has its 3rd leader in the last 12 months. On October 1st, Brett Girard takes over for Jerry Peterson, who was the interim president following last year's resignation of Nancy Dickey. Girard has been with the A&M system for 5 years, most recently as vice chancellor. His work includes bringing a potential $3 billion partnership over the next 25 years. A&M, pharmaceutical companies, and the federal government are involved in the Center for Innovation in Advanced Development and Manufacturing. The local Better Business Bureau has 5,000 magnetic bookmarks to give away.
They're chock full of good information. If you have a computer, you can go visit some sites or you can call these folks up to get information that you may need. For example, if you want to stop unwanted sales calls, you can go to donotcall.gov, so there's information on that. If you want to get your free credit report, there's information there. If you just want some consumer information, you can get that off of this card too.
The BBB's Bill McGuire says call their office and they'll mail one or pick up one at their office in College Station. Smart programming of lawn sprinkler systems can reduce water consumption.
People will often think, well, I've got to water every day because it's so dry out, but really you still want to water as long as you can without runoff and then back off and then water again to get that water to soak in. And when you do that, you'll find that your grass can go a long time in between waterings.
Jennifer Nations at College Station Utilities says customers have been using an average of 24 million gallons a day, spiking to near 27 million gallons the first Monday of the month, a number that comes close to the city's daily production capacity. And while the 75th anniversary of College Station will have its official celebration in 2 months, there are events between now and then. Committee Chairwoman Linda Harvell says presentations are available to service clubs and other groups.
I made a presentation to the Kiwanis Club, College Station Kiwanis Club, this past week. They started in 1945. And what's fun about going to the service clubs, everybody has knowledge of a little piece of College Station history mm-hmm. that we don't know about.
November 15th is the homecoming celebration at Brian Bachman Community Park. Harvell says they are looking for more entertainment for that event. Online at WTAW.com, you can find contact information. The grand opening of an anniversary exhibit at the Bush Library will be the following day. Harvell says later this week, they'll be moving items to the library. WTAW News Time is 7:37. It's 73 degrees. Let's look at the news. Is brought to you by St. Joseph Health System. We'll have more news for you at 8:06, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Brazos Valley progress is everywhere. Planes, trains, and cars are constantly coming and going. Buildings are under construction. And each weekend, thousands of visitors gather for the events that flavor our community. But as we grow, trauma accidents and injuries are growing with us. Safety comes in the form of St. Joseph, now with the highest level trauma program in the region. We hope you never need us, but we're here if you do. St. Joseph Health System, closer to home.
Honey, where'd you go?
Home.
You left me in the forest. What am I supposed to do?
Check your laptop for AggielandHelpWanted.com.
You left me in the forest.
Get a job. They have hundreds of local jobs. Drivers, electricians, plumbers, heating, air, and post your resume. It's free.
This is crazy. Get away.
Are you okay?
Well, I thought I saw a big bear.
Well, check it out. AggielandHelpWanted.com.
Actually, it was a bunny rabbit, but it was big.
Long name, amazing results.
Dixie Tire Company in downtown Bryan has the best set of tires to fit your vehicle and your pocketbook. For a complete line of tires in stock, stop by Dixie Tire Company on William Joel Bryant or call them at 775-8473. That's 775-TIRE.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free.
This Saturday, September 14th, it's grafting tomatoes. Grafting is often done to increase yields and help combat pests and disease. Come learn how to do it this week at Producers.
Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
Welcome to the Witness Protection Program.
I don't have a single regret.
What are you writing?
My memoirs.
I knew it.
It's good for me to write the truth
on the mob.
From executive producer Martin Scorsese.
This gets out, you're dead.
Robert De Niro, Michelle Pfeiffer, and Tommy Lee Jones.
Why'd you kill the plumber?
I didn't kill him.
Who's going to fix the pipes now?
The Family.
Your family is insane. Pile.
Based on the novel by Tonino Beniquista, directed by Luc Besson. Rated R. Under 17, not admitted without parent. Starts Friday.
Good morning, it's 7:39, Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with Brazos Valley's leader in foundation repair for over 28 years. Free foundation evaluations, deep drill bell-bottom piers, and a lifetime guarantee. Learn more about the Anchor Advantage at anchorfoundationrepair.net.
little ribbon of moisture will continue to feed around high pressure this morning. Could result in a shower or a thunderstorm of clouds and sun. High staying near 90, at least through the morning. The best chance for showers off to our east. Partly cloudy tonight, 75. Tomorrow, partial sunshine near 95. Tomorrow night, skies are clear. Lows will be near 75 degrees. Thursday, it's going to be partly sunny, and the highs on Thursday are probably going to be up around 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Just to state the obvious, this is the biggest first game that we've had in the 14 years I've done it.
As Vern Lundquist talking about the big Aggie game against Alabama this weekend, that plus more Monday Night Football times three, one high school, two professional, the U.S. Open tennis, and more. Sports will do it for you here in about 12 minutes.
Well, there is some controversy going on, and we're here to tell you all about it.
What's that?
Be a senior at Yale University has emailed the website Gawker, quote, "I'd like to remain anonymous, but I also want to let you know about something going on at Yale. You see, apparently administration paid to have all the squirrels on campus killed over the summer.
Oh, my God!
There are no squirrels left at Yale. As students have begun to realize the genocide has taken place, they are rising up, enraged and disgusted. Numerous student publications racing to uncover the scandal, but so far there's been no official statement."
Well, were they the squirrels that are kind of an insidious? There are some areas where the wrong kind of squirrels have been brought there.
Well, that's
unnatural
it.
Unnatural squirrels.
See, according to the Yale Daily News, a New Haven campus squirrel population has menaced the Yaleys for years.
Menaced.
That's not what I meant.
They're wearing their little Harvard sweaters and they're chattering at them.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, that's right. Wait until those because the ones wearing the Penn sweaters are the worst, and then the little Dartmouth beanies that they've got.
Yeah, all
on,
they do is eat pizza.
That's right. That's true.
They try and gnaw away at the canoes so
that's
they
right.
can't win the sculling
that's
races.
That's it. Often climbing into their dorm rooms. Oh, my gosh. However, neither Yale's facility staff nor New Haven's Parks Department able to confirm any mass squirrel murders. Now, you know, this will harken back to the days that we had egret problems here in Bryan College Station. Actually, in Bryan, right at the curve over by the old KC Hall, there used to be a large area right there where they're called cattle egrets, and the egrets would land there. I mean, to the point that the trees looked white. I mean,
no kidding.
Yeah, there would be literally hundreds of them, and it would just be in this small area, and obviously they do what birds do, which doesn't make it very nice nor sanitary. And then also what they would do, though, is they would wander out into the cities. And we tried to put together an animal preserve inside the infield of Texas World Speedway for them, and we actually came up with a nickname for them. We had like a mascot that we called Splat. And the whole idea was to do something for the egrets. Now, fortunately, the egrets have moved on. But at that time, the spokesperson for the city of Bryan was a guy named Joe Brown, who we all remember from television.
Sure.
And at one point there, Bryan decided to use lethal force, as a matter of fact. They
are those migratory birds? I thought that was illegal.
Well, it's all along. The statute of limitations has run out, okay? So we don't have to worry about it anymore. But we did. We had a serious egret infestation.
Because I would say the same thing could be said for 6th and Rock Prairie with the dang crows.
Yeah, and all that. And they use little, you know, cannon things every once in a while. But anyhow, we may have found out exactly where the Yale squirrels have gone.
Yeah, did they just have a mass exodus?
Well, there's a story in yesterday's Wall Street Journal about the Arkansas town that is hosting the World Championship Squirrel Cook-Off.
Mm.
Oh, wow.
That would be none other than Bentonville, Arkansas, because now, of course, it is the home of a world-class art museum, boutique hotel, and all sorts of fashionable restaurants, but it also is the home of the world's championship squirrel cook-off.
That is a strange coincidence.
30 teams, contestants from 9 states, compete to come up with the finest in squirrel-based delights.
I love squirrel.
I do, too. Just don't eat their heads. The rest is okay.
I don't eat the head of anything.
Hey, it's so you get, like, I don't know, mad cow disease.
I can't take part in this conversation. the year's
what, are you too high class for
Kevin and I? I'm not saying that. I'm just saying I've never had squirrel before. The year's culinary creations range from squirrel with cashews and spring rolls to Caribbean jerk squirrel.
Ooh.
With them little fried bananas. The dishes were set up in sophistication. Considering and you compare them to last year's fair, there was squirrel jalapeno cheese poppers, minced squirrel brain with cream cheese and pastry dough.
See, I don't.
And also they did squirrel sliders, as a matter of fact. Not surprisingly, perhaps the tourist industry in Bentonville, best known as headquarters for Walmart, apprehensive about promoting itself as the capital of squirrel hot cuisine. Bentonville is riding high since the 2011 opening of the Crystal Bridges Museum of American Art, which is an ambitious undertaking that was bankrolled by the heirs of Sam Walton. And, you know, there's only 35,000 people who live there itself, but people come and visit Bentonville. The Washington Post in January named Bentonville's dining scene in 2013 as the in place to eat. Southern Living magazine recently wondered if it was the South's new cultural mecca.
What?
But now comes this problem.
Well, we'd have to ask Mr. Downs.
I guess we probably could. Some natives are not thrilled about the contest and the image that it will project.
But squirrel's good eating.
A once popular meat is in several places, particularly in the South's hills and hollows, and a lifesaver for many destitute families during the Depression. The lowly squirrel doesn't get a lot of culinary respect nowadays. Among other things, even the hunters call them tree rats, limb bacon, I kind of like that, or chicken of the tree.
Oh, I like chicken funny. Of the tree a
Hello?
Lot.
Hello? Hello, wait. Hello. Oh, you can't.
Hey, Jay Sokol just sent me a text. The exact term for the previous story was lethal harassment.
Oh, that's it. Thank you. Gosh. Okay, now we know.
There's
that,
only one festival with the best bands and the best in bass fishing, the Toyota Texas Bass Classic. Catch free Texas-sized entertainment for the whole family. Enjoy barbecue, bass, and the best bands, including Eli Young Band, The Band Perry, and many more. October 4th through the 6th at the Lone Star Convention and Expo Center. Tickets are free, so reel in yours at your local Toyota dealers, your local Academy stores, or online at ToyotaTexasFastClassic.com.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Removing unwanted hair is one of those never-ending jobs we just dread. If you're fed up with all the shaving, waxing, and plucking, it's time to see Childs Dermatology. They can offer permanent hair reduction with the state-of-the-art Elite MPX laser. It's fast, painless, and your first step to tossing the tweezers and razors. Unwanted hair is a chore no more with the Elite MPX laser and Childs Dermatology. Rejuvenate, refresh, repair at Childs Dermatology. Call 696-4444 or visit childsdermatology.com.
When it comes to finding your way in life, who doesn't like a clearly marked trail? Just be careful. Even a well-worn path can lead you somewhere you didn't want to go. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. Author Peter Bregman once led a group of students on a hike. Hours into their trek, the group realized they were lost. They'd followed a well-used trail, but they hadn't paid attention to landmarks and points of reference that would have led them in the right direction. As Bregman points out, a trail can be so easy to follow that a dangerous thing happens. We stop paying attention to the environment around us and where the path is leading. And that's a valuable lesson for us. Our daily routines are like a trail we follow each day. They're structured and clear-cut. They limit life's uncertainty and make it more manageable. But that predictability can also lead to complacency about where we're headed in life. We get so caught up in sticking to the path, we never notice the way changes around us alter our course through life. Having a clearly defined path to walk each day can give us a false sense of certainty and direction. But it's important to keep our long-distance goals in sight. If we don't, the next thing you know, a year will have gone by, or even a lifetime, and we'll end up someplace we never expected. To help your family thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Attention taxpayers, if you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, it's a fact that they have the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, and even your freedom. If you've received a letter from the IRS, don't ignore it. Your problem will only continue to get worse. Here's the good news. The IRS has recently released new programs geared at helping struggling taxpayers where you may now qualify to settle your tax debt and wipe out up to 85% or more of what you currently owe, including penalties and interest, or you may qualify
qualify for other special programs. If you're being audited, have years of unfiled tax returns, have a federal tax lien, or worse yet, are being issued a wage garnishment or bank levy, listen carefully. Authority Tax Services expert staff of ex-IRS agents, attorneys, and CPAs can immediately protect you from IRS and state collectors and get you the best possible tax settlement guaranteed. Call 800-240-4936. That's 800-240-4936. 800-240-4936.
Howdy, good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports. It's 7:50. It wasn't much over a year ago, A&M shocked everyone, including most of the Aggie faithful.
Four-man Alabama rush. Got him. No, they didn't. Oh, my gracious.
Yep.
How about that?
Can't teach that, can you? And you can't defend that.
The festivities for Saturday's big game keep growing. ESPN Game Day will be here, as will most of the national media, and now Nissan's Heisman House will be here, too. CBS has even announced Johnny Cam, one camera that will do nothing more than follow Johnny Football during the entire game. It's just some of the many things surrounding the hottest game in recent memory. During a teleconference yesterday, Vern Lundquist even weighed in on the significance of this game.
Just to state the obvious, this is the biggest first game that we've had in the 14 years I've done it.
Coach Sumlin was asked what he was going to do to keep his team focused with all the extracurriculars surrounding the game, and in typical Sumlin style.
Same thing we always do.
Which is, can you elaborate?
Nope.
Pre-game set for 1:30, kickoff 2:30, and all the action is right here on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Oh, and by the way, the SEC announced that the A&M-SMU game at Kyle on the 21st will kick at 6 p.m. and will be televised on ESPN2 or ESPNU. In Monday Night Football, before Monday Night Football, St. Joe scored early and often on their way to a 61-0 victory over Temple Holy Trinity. Nick Damon rang up 5 touchdowns for the night, and the Eagles improved to 2-0. And you can find your favorite team by going to BrazosFootball.com. The Associated Press has released their top 10s for yesterday. Navasota and Franklin both jump up a notch. Navasota rings in at number 3, and Franklin is the number 9 team in the state.
41-yard field goal attempt for the game. Good snap, good hold on its way, and it is good as the clock goes to 0. And the San Diego Chargers can't believe it, but the Houston Texans have won.
Former Aggie standout Randy Bullock drilled a 41-yard field goal as time expired to complete Houston's comeback to a 31-28 win over the Chargers in San Diego. The Chargers led 28-7 in the third until Matt Schaub threw 2 of his 3 touchdown passes, and Brian Cushing returned an 18-yard interception for a game-tying touchdown. Here's Cushing.
It's a situation where I really try to show blitz a lot. You know, they know I'm the primary blitzer on our team, and basically they slid protection to us. I was able to get under a route that Phil Rivers never saw me on. You know, playing zone, I just read his eyes the whole way and just jumped the route.
In the other Monday night game, the Philadelphia Eagles won their first game under new head coach Chip Kelly by scoring 33 straight points in the 33-27 win over the Washington Redskins. Here's Eagles' new head coach after the game.
The one thing we learned is that there's a lot of things we can do a little bit better. We got a lot of tape to coach off of, and it's one victory. It's a big victory because it's in the division, but, you know, it's just one victory.
Michael Vick threw for 203 yards and a pair of touchdowns. RG3 and company did try to make a comeback late, just came up short.
Rafael
Nadal beat Novak Djokovic 6-3, 3-6, 6-4, 6-1. It's the 13th Grand Slam title for Nadal, who also beat Djokovic in the 2010 U.S. Open final. On now to NASCAR. They had handed out severe penalties to Michael Waltrip Racing that allow Ryan Newman to replace Martin Truex Jr. in the chase for the championship. The punishment is a result of MWR teammate Clint Bowyer intentionally spinning with 7 laps remaining, causing a caution that led to Newman dropping from first to third in Saturday's race at Richmond. Michael Waltrip Racing was fined $300,000. General manager Ty Norris was suspended indefinitely, and Truex, Bowyer, and Brian Vickers were all docked 50 points, dropping Truex to 17th in the Sprint Cup standings. In Major League Baseball, Jonathan Villar's 2-run single highlighted a 4-run inning as the Astros rallied to beat the Seattle Mariners 6-4. And finally, rookie right-hander Garrett Cole had a career-high 9 strikeouts over 7 innings to lead the Pittsburgh Pirates to a 1-0 victory over the Texas Rangers. And here's Ron Washington on Yu Darvish's performance in the loss.
All he can do is pitch. He can't control anything else, and he's done a good job of doing that. You know, he can't control the run production. All he can do is keep you in the ball game, and he did that tonight.
That's been a look at your sports. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Plumbing problems? Every home or business has them at some point. Hi, I'm Bobby Jenkins of ABC Home and Commercial Services. ABC's highly experienced plumbing specialists can tackle any plumbing issue, from leaks and drain clogs to fixture replacements and water heater installations. Best of all, our plumbing specialists are fully licensed and available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. For residential or commercial plumbing needs, ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
Batteries Plus is now Batteries Plus Bulbs. Visit Batteries Plus Bulbs in College Station on the corner of Texas and Holloman. Batteries Plus Bulbs. Get what you need.
Here's David Schulte explaining the Bulletproof Roof Guarantee.
The Bulletproof Roof Guarantee is a concept that began with the fact that various products and service providers offer you warranties and guarantees. When you go to use those warranties and guarantees, you find out they're full of holes. They don't cover and protect you the way they should. We wanted to create a roof installation along with this warranties and guarantees that wouldn't be full of holes. In other words, bulletproof.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the bulletproof roof.
Come out and experience the best wine, steaks, arts, and crafts from across the state at this year's Texas Reds Festival, featuring country music legends Steve Wariner and John Conley, along with the David Whiteman Band. This event is fun for the entire family with activities including a grape stomp, chef demonstrations, and a sports zone. The Texas Reds Festival is September 27th and 28th in downtown Bryan, and is brought to you by the City of Bryan, BTU, Union Pacific, Suddenlink, Bryan Broadcasting, and many more. Visit TexasRedsFestival.com. For more information.
Okay, I'm just saying that the guy's name is Steve Wariner, okay? Not Wariner or whatever he said, so I don't know who's responsible. It could be us, I'm not sure, but that commercial needs to be redone.
Did you ever try to dial a cell phone with gloves on? Ever had a job site without cell service? And what if you need to get a message to a whole crew at once? The only way to make this happen is with a two-way system from Skyline Communications. Skyline radios have expanded range, tough, durable handsets, and no data charges. Let Skyline show you the cost-effective way to stay in touch. Don't spend money on data or cracked glass on your phones. Call Charles Culver at Skyline Communications, 775-2-WAY. That's 775-2929, serving businesses for 33 years.
I'm just saying, if they want to send the script over here, we can record it and say his name right. Okay. Hey, reformed.
I've talked to the powers that be. We're working on recutting that as we
speak.
That'd
be a good idea. I hope they didn't pay too much for that.
No.
A reformed criminal wrote a letter apologizing to his victims over a decade later. The owners of the Interasian Market and Deli in Nashville, Tennessee, received a handwritten letter last week. 11 years after an unidentified bandit stole beer and $300 from the store. He said, I feel sorry for what I, or he or she, I feel sorry for what I did, enclosed $400 in the envelope. So,
well, that was nice.
Okay, so now are crocodiles and alligators related, I guess? They're somewhat
sort
related,
of.
Right? I mean, you know, they look a lot alike. We had the story about the three records that have been broken as far as the biggest alligator, fattest alligator that's been caught in Mississippi. Possibly a brethren getting even, a New York man has filed suit against a Mexican golf resort after he lost two fingers to a crocodile after chipping out of a sand trap.
Oh, my goodness.
I bet it made
he shouldn't
him
have gone after the lost
well,
ball.
Well, exactly. It's not. It's just a golf ball. You know, if you see the if you
alligator
see the croc, you
there
turn around and you walk away.
They're a dollar.
Yeah. And not worth it.
No.
And I bet it really hurt for him to finish those last five holes missing two
and
fingers.
And you know he did.
Yeah, of course he did. Well, you know, anything James Bond seems to be worth money somehow. The
sure
car that transformed into the submarine in the James Bond movie, The Spy Who Loved Me.
Yeah, it was a
yeah, one of those. Well, oh, whatever it is, it was sold at a London auction for $865,000. It was a says here was a Lotus.
Yeah, a Lotus Esprit.
Yep. Right.
That
exactly.
I should have known that.
There you go. Designed for an underwater scene in the 1977 film that starred Roger Moore, who was the coolest James Bond, I'm just saying. Mm-hmm. Sold on Monday. The vehicle cannot be driven on the road, although it's said to be fully